Podcasts on WLRN are funded in part by Make-A-Wish Southern Florida, whose own podcast, World of Wishes, features inspiring, uplifting, and memorable stories from wish kids, their families, medical professionals, and more. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. At a Sweet 16 birthday party in September, six school-aged kids were shot. It was a drive-by shooting in South Miami Heights. All of the victims survived. In the past decade, more than 850 children and teens were rushed to the Ryder Trauma Center at Jackson Memorial Hospital with gunshot wounds. And most of those young people, nearly 90%, lived. At the Sweet 16 shooting, the youngest victim was 13. The oldest, Andre Foster, was 17. At the time, Andre was a football player and ran track at South Ridge Senior High School. Shantae Grant is his mom. And she talked with me about the day she got the call.
It was a Sweet 16 that he was invited to from one of his classmates. He came home, he showered really quick, he asked for a few bucks, we gave him money, and he left. Andre called me about 10:33, and he said, "Mom, I've been shot." And I say, "Well, where are you? What do you mean you've been shot?" And he's like, "Yeah, I just got hit." And I'm like, "Why are you?" I immediately grabbed my two kids and my husband, and we got in the car and we were on our way to the home where he was actually shot. Andre called me back about maybe 3 minutes later, and he's like, "Mom, some friends put me in a car and we're on our way to the hospital." My husband says, "Ask him where he was shot at." And I asked him, I say, "Where were you shot?" He said, "Both of my legs." And immediately I just kind of like just had to saw a few, you know, times and praying. And then after that, we got to the hospital. When we got to the hospital, it was like a crime scene. The vehicle that they actually brought Andre to the hospital in was roped off. There was blood everywhere. Unfortunately, he was wearing white pants. So the white pants it was blood all over him. When I got into the hospital, Andre was in trauma in the back. About 2 a.m., they told me they were taking him into surgery to repair whatever damages had been done. 3 a.m. rolled past, 4, 5, 6, 6:20 came a.m., and the doctors came out. And they told me that if Andre had waited 5 more minutes, that he probably wouldn't have survived. He hasn't spoke about it. Eventually, I know he will have to. I plan to get him a therapist as well as my other younger children, because they also experienced it as well. My 11-year-old looks up to Andre, like he's the big brother, so of course he wants to do everything that Andre does, and he was actually in the car with us on the way to the hospital. He was hysterical. He was crying. He begged to go in the back to see his brother once we got to the hospital, but of course we couldn't allow him to see Andre like that. Me living in this society with three boys, with the way this community or the communities are set up, I do my best to try to make sure my children are safe, to make sure that they have everything that they need, to pretty much try to keep them secure to where they don't have to deal with things of this nature, such as gun violence. But of course, this was a wake-up call, because this can happen to anyone. It doesn't matter what we teach them on the inside. It doesn't matter how much we try to guide our children. It's like once they're out of our safety zone, I guess, I'm afraid of what's going to happen to them on the outside. And since this has happened to Andre, and Andre being the oldest, the boys have not been able to go on the park to play. The boys have not been able to go outside and play on the porch. We're just not comfortable with sending our children nowhere but to school at this point. And it's probably going to be like that for a while, but blame me. And I tell Andre and the boys, blame me. It's not you guys. It's me. So definitely this incident has made me, I was already protective, be a little bit more protective in reference to my children.
That was Shantae Grant. Her 17-year-old son, Andre Foster, was shot in a drive-by shooting at a Sweet 16 birthday party. Andre didn't want to be interviewed for this story. He's walking and doing physical therapy to strengthen his legs. He returned to school this past November, and he's seeing a therapist. This is WLRN News. I'm Nadej Green.
Podcasts on WLRN are funded in part by Make-A-Wish Southern Florida, whose own podcast, World of Wishes, features inspiring, uplifting, and memorable stories from wish kids, their families, medical professionals, and more. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.